This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On the show today, Buck Davidson, who won the World Equestrian Brands Rider of the Year, and Lauren Kiefer, who won the Devaku Leading Lady Rider of the Year. Lauren's partner Veronica, owned by Rebecca Farm LLC, also topped the CWD Mare of the Year rankings, and Buck had three horses in the Smart Pack Horse of the Year Top 10 Horses. Congratulations to both of you on winning the titles this year.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, Buck, obviously it's been a big year for you, not least of all your international responsibilities as well as your national campaign. What does this title mean to you, first of all, Buck?
It just means that I probably have more horses than anybody else, and that I, probably fall off more than anybody else. And but I'll get back up and try it again. So it's, it really is a recognition of, the team and the group of horses that we put together here, more than what I've accomplished. This is, it takes everybody to do this, and I'm just one small part of it. And, so I'm just so fortunate to have the people that I have behind me and the people that take care of the horses, and just lucky with the group that I have.
Well, and I know there are so many people that you do want to credit, Buck. Who would you like to recognize today?
Everybody. I mean, all the owners and, certainly, Kathleen Blau, who's been with me forever, Natalia Grimankin, who's without her, this place doesn't run. And, obviously, Andrea, my success has certainly, my career has certainly gone up since I met her. And so I figured I might as well marry her, and that way she can't get away. And, she does such a good job training my horses for me, when I'm on the road teaching clinics or at events or whatever, and I certainly couldn't do it without her.
Well, Lauren, let me come to you now, because as we know, it's all about the team behind you, but tell us what this title means to you now.
Kind of the same as Buck. I think I fell off more this year than I have any year, but I had a lot of really quality horses that went out and had really good results, and a lot of them I've had their whole careers, and, this is the first year I've kind of had lots of horses competing at intermediate and advanced, and, they've just been very consistent, and it's like Buck said, it's a tribute to the owners who stuck with them for this long so they got to this level, and all the people in the barn and the team and the staff, it couldn't happen without any of them.
Well, let's name some of those, Lauren, because, as you say, there are so many, but they all deserve the recognition.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, my owners, obviously, Jacqueline Mars owns a lot of my horses. And then Court and Kylie Ramsey were one of my very first owners when I was younger and have, they're one of the horses that went from novice to advanced. Marie the Minstrel, Shannon O'Rourke, and the cool thing is a lot of these horses are, and obviously the Broussards with Veronica, and a lot of these horses are American homebreds, and so hopefully that kind of keeps supporting the breeders and gives them something to work towards with the American homebreds.
Well, as well as winning the Leading Lady Rider of the Year, Lauren, you also finished fifth in the overall rankings of the top 50 riders. But, Buck, you were out there with over 1,000 points, and it's all down to your string of horses. Talk about how many you have had that have contributed to those rankings this year.
I don't know exactly the number, but I know that there are very few horses that sit here in Florida and look out around my farm. There's very few horses that didn't win an event this year. And so that's, there's a group of horses that were, everything from novice all the way up to the advanced level. So, there's probably, 20 horses, maybe 30 horses that I've ridden and sort of gotten, points with. But it's, for me, it's satisfying in that, they're all, I've got the most loyal, understanding owners that have, don't get mad at me when things go wrong and give me way too much credit when it goes right. but they're, you know, they're really interested in the sport, and they love the sport. And so we, you know, instead of spending lots of money on one horse, we, you know, try to get a young horse every year or two or whatever to bring up and, you know, start them from the beginning and have them go, you know, up through the levels. And I think it's, as I say, the fastest way to do anything is go slow. And so it really does, you know, for me, the whole system and the whole program has been in place for sort of 10 years or so. And, you know, the oldest one now being Reggie, who's 14. But they're all just in that way. The pipeline stays filled, and we never have to break the bank. And we have a lot of fun along the way. And so I'm very lucky to have the owners that I have, but they're also horse people, which is, you know, I'm very lucky. All the people that are involved with me are involved in the sport and engaged in what the horses do. And, you know, very, very involved on a day-to-day basis, but they'll come out in the pouring rain at, you know, Ocala and watch a novice horse go. And so I feel very, very fortunate for that.
Well, you mentioned Reggie there, of course, Ballino Castle RM, owned by Cassie and Carl Siegel, who've been loyal owners to you now. And he finished actually fourth in the Smart Pack Horse of the Year top 10 rankings. So a good year for him, but right behind him was the mare of Team Rebecca's LLCs, and that's Veronica. We've talked about her so much on the program, Lauren, but she has been an incredible partner to you already in the short while you've been relatively riding her, obviously finishing runner-up at Rolex. But she topped the CWD Mare of the Year top 10 mares rankings as well this year. I mean, you must be over the moon about this mare now and the synergy you must have.
Yeah, she really, you know, I was pretty thrilled that she got that many points because she really didn't run a ton this year. Like, I just did, the only FEI event she did was Rolex and Poe, and then otherwise I just kind of did three horse trials before each of them. So, you know, it's really her consistency, and, you know, we really seem to kind of click together this year. And, you know, she's just a great partner to have.
Well, another one that's contributed to your string, of course, is a mare, Petite Flower Buck. Tell us about that mare, homebred. Obviously, you're as proud of the partnership you have with her, but what of her prospects for 2015?
She's a bit like my golf game. You know, one day it's one day I shoot 75, and one day I shoot 105. And that's a little bit like Flower. And, you know, when I play golf down here in this time of year, a little bit of the off season, I was playing with a buddy, and I said to him, every time we hit a shot, we come back and we say, this is, you know, this is why it was good, or this is why it was bad. And I said, you know, when I go to Kentucky, I don't do that. Those are called excuses. And I think that I'm a little bit like that with Flower. I feel like when there's something good happens, like, oh, this is why, and then I try it again, it doesn't work. And so she's, you know, she's one that I, you know, I didn't start from the beginning. You know, she had a little bit of trouble, you know, when Caroline was learning and things like that. And, you know, I haven't been able to get it right consistently. And, you know, basically that's all I'm trying to do now is just, I've got to make it consistent and forget these, oh, I put my left ear forward or any of this other stuff. I've got to just make it correct and not that I just got, you know, I've pretty well decided now that I think I'm, you know, when it works, maybe I'm lucky, and when it doesn't work, it's not unlucky. It's that there's something missing, and if I'm being completely honest, I don't know what that is, and but I'm determined to figure it out. I mean, it's the one thing about me, and I don't think I'm probably too stupid to quit. She's the most talented horse in my barn. The results are we either win or we don't make it. So that is not what my program is about, you know. Like, having Reggie be the all-time winningest horse or the most points ever is a credit to his consistency. And, you know, I take pride in that and the longevity of my horses lasting. And the one thing I can't seem to figure out is consistency with Flower. And we've already started for the 2015 preparations, and got lots of funny little things built in my farm to make her go better, and we'll see how we get on. But I've given up figuring out or telling anybody what I'm doing because it doesn't work.
Well, the other horse to finish in those top 10 rankings was Carl and Cassie Siegel and Sherry Martin's Copper Beach.
He's only 8 years old, and we just went quite, you know, quietly with him. We quite honestly got quite lucky to win Jersey Fresh, three-star. I almost didn't take him because I didn't think he was ready. And then, you know, I won that. And then I actually took him back from one preliminary, a couple of events in intermediate, and just took him quietly. And then I had a big run on in the Plantation, and he was second there in the three-star. Then I took him back preliminary at Morven Park. And then I took him out to Galway, and he was second at Galway. And I felt like as lucky as he was to win Jersey was as unlucky as he was not to win Galway, because he went, he really did go like a good horse. He did it. Really good dressage, really good cross country, really good show jumping. Kicked one pole, and it fell down, which was, that's a sport. But I feel like after Galway, I have a way better horse than I felt like after Jersey.
And we should also mention that you had the Apprentice in those top 10 rankings as well. So a terrific stable of horses, you know, at all levels for you, Buck. So what will be the highlights of 2015 according to your campaign schedule at this time?
Obviously it starts with Reggie, and you know, what he does or doesn't do, as long as he's happy and whatever. If he's not winning, you know, big events with me, then hopefully he'll win a lead line class or something with Kathleen's kids. But you know, obviously I would love to win Kentucky with him. You know, Flower has the ability to do it. I've got to get that going better. The Apprentice is, he was done 4 or 5 three-stars. He's been in the top 10, every one. Copper Beach is there. So, and then I've got some two-star horses in Quasar, who was 6th at Bear Hill, and Be Mine, who won the big section and started Plantation, that are very nice horses coming up to the intermediate ranks. Tiger Lion, I've got to get his head down, but he's as fancy as I have in the place. And Park Trader got hurt last summer, and he should be back. And so, and we've got a couple of new young horses that are stepping up, and the pipeline is filled up, and we're really looking for bigger and better things next year. And the horses all have come back into work bigger, better, stronger. More educated than they did last year, and I feel like I'm better than I was last year, so it should improve.
Well, clearly not short of horsepower. In the meantime, over the winter, you're going to improve on your handicap on the golf course, Buck.
Yeah, I think it's like my riding. It's like you sort of think you're getting better, and you're really not. And so I think the less I play golf, the better I'm going to be at the golf course, but... I don't think I take that approach. Maybe I'm too stupid to take that approach in the riding. I keep riding away thinking I'm going to get way better. And maybe I'm just what I am. But, I'm always trying to get better. And I'm very lucky. I've got some good horses coming up. And should be exciting.
And again, congratulations on winning that Rider of the Year title at the Buck. And good luck for next year.
Thank you very much.
Well, Lauren, you talked about the young horses that you're bringing along. And I know you've got a tip for us. And it is all about young horses. What do you have in mind?
Well, as the New Year's rolling around and everyone's starting to get their young horses going and their 3- and 4-year-olds going out into the big bad world, one of the most important things that I like to do is when you take them out doing new things, going out around the property, even the first time they jump things, I'd like to send them out with an older, more experienced horse. You know, they really don't quite know what their job is yet. I think it's really important and really confidence building for them to watch an older experienced horse do it, and then they have the right idea of what they're supposed to do. And I think it helps with a lot of issues, and it prevents a lot of issues because there's a lot less confusion.
And it is all about giving them confidence, isn't it? So give us some ideas then. When you take a youngster out for the first time, you're just riding him around the farm. Are you riding with one other horse or a horse either side?
It kind of depends actually what kind of set is going out, but it really doesn't matter. And, we'll take him out even just, they can follow along on a trot set, and we'll just pop them over logs and ditches and through the water, and then when they're following an older horse like that, it really becomes not a big deal. And so then none of those things or anything, it doesn't seem like a big deal to them. And then it just makes your life easier as things get harder and they start going up the levels. If it starts out not being a big deal, it rarely turns into one as they start doing more.
Now, what about leaving the pack? Often when you take out a young horse and he's used to going with his mate or others in a group, the herd instinct kicks in and he thinks, oh, I can't possibly leave the group. Do you sometimes turn left with them kind of thing and take them away to get them to go in front or separate from the group? At what point
do
you do
that? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, you just kind of feel out how they're going and we'll, you know, send them to the front of the pack and, you know, go off and work a little bit by ourselves in the field. And, you know, funnily enough, in this, you would think that they would be nappy after being with the pack a lot, but since it does so much for their confidence, I rarely actually have an issue with them being nappy, much less one than I do if I take a horse out by itself. You know, I think it is, confidence has so much to do with all of it. And if they're confident in what they're doing, they really don't question you when you send them off on their own because they haven't had you make them do anything scary yet.
Right. All about just step-by-step building their confidence. Now, do you do any long reining? Do you drive them at all around the farm?
No, we actually don't. You know, our basis is we really start them off in the round pen or a Hitchcock pen, and we don't even put bits on them until they're four or so. We actually do all their first jumping and riding around the farm and everything else just in a rope halter. And they learn how to yield to pressure that way, and they learn how to jump and everything else just with the rope halter. And then we actually don't put the bridle and bit on until much later. I think it creates a lot less issues because they learn to yield from pressure before getting a bit in their mouth. And then once you do put the bit in the mouth, they already get the idea of giving the pressure and you don't end up with a dull mouth and someone just pulling on both sides of the reins and the horse not knowing what they want.
Well, that leads me on to another question. I mean, we're deviating a little bit, but putting the bit in the mouth, is that's interesting to do that after you've gotten them going and got them used to pressure. And when you put a bit in the mouth, do you just start off with a snaffle? And do you find over time that you can stick with that snaffle? Or do you, obviously depending on the horse, I'm generalizing now, Lauren, but that's an interesting philosophy. And I'm wondering if it enables you to stay with the same bit over time.
Yeah, I generally, you know, 99% of my horses go in the same bit, just a normal loose ring snaffle. And then, you know, you'll find later on some horses have different shaped mouths or prefer certain things. You know, if they don't like that and you kind of, some like a thicker snaffle, some like a thinner snaffle. And then sometimes, depending on the shape of their mouth, they might prefer a double jointed snaffle, a French link. But, you know, you have to spend some time where they just get used to it. You know, I start out with, I actually just put them in the stall with a bridle, head stall with a bit on, no reins, and let them just hang out in the stall with it. Because they're going to spend several days just chomping and playing with the bit, and you have no idea whether they like that kind of bit or not. So at the end of the day, you have to get them used to it before you can decide what they like or if you need to change it.
Of course, good hands make a good mouth too, but it sounds as if that philosophy, though, of starting them without the bit in the mouth does lead to a more long-term better mouth.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, and that as well as confidence and getting them to go out in front or on their own, leaving the pack, all of those things you'll play with over the winter now. How many young horses do you have that you're playing with over this winter that won't show next year necessarily, but you're working on over the winter?
We have 3 3-year-olds of Miss Mars, and then actually a 3-year-old off the track that David and Joni Morris own. And, you know, they've already started, they're out and about and popping over jumps and everything. And they'll probably have their first outings at one of the young event horse competitions at Ocala. And that's probably where they'll start getting introduced to the rings and everything else. And then we really, as 4-year-olds, don't compete them a ton. You know, if they're, we get them out, they'll maybe do 5 or 6 events in the year total, you know, and just at most novice and the young event horse competition. And we give them lots of breaks in their training because a lot of it, they're still growing, their bodies are still changing, and the last thing you want is for them to get sore and cranky about the job.
And looking forward to 2015 then with the mayor, Veronica, obviously looking forward to seeing her back on the rankings next year, undoubtedly. What can we expect of your program with her?
I think we'll shoot for Kentucky again in the spring. And obviously, we're just going to try to keep improving on that consistency. Funnily enough, I was pretty disappointed with Poe. Not on her performance, but at the end of the day, it wasn't good enough. We had too many time penalties and that kind of thing. And, she has been incredibly consistent this year, and hopefully we can just, keep reproducing good results and keep making them better and better.
And in the meanwhile, are you going to be seen out on the golf course whilst you're in sunny Florida for the winter?
No, I am not. I do not have the temperament for golfing, that's for sure.
All right, Lauren. Well, thanks so much for coming on the program, sharing your training tip, and again, congratulations on winning the Leading Lady Rider of the Year award.
Thank you.
And you can, of course, find all the rankings on the website at useventing.com. And don't forget that you can download this podcast from the iTunes podcast store to your smartphone podcast apps and listen to the show on the go. So until the next time, thank you for listening and enjoy your eventing.